Hello, this is Victor Nyauchi, listening to Clubhouse and Podcast.
Not that cricket. In podcast, the name is Larry Quidera. It's the podcast that gets you as close to the game as possible. It's the ICC cricket, men's cricket World Cup qualifier that's taking place in Harare. Right now, we're just outside where the Netherlands are playing against the US at Takashinga Sports Club. And for me, it's doubly awesome to do this because I'm talking to the tournament director, also talking with the director of cricket for Zimbabwe cricket, and someone who's from Takashinga. I'm also Masakata. How are you doing?
Yes, Larry, how are you doing?
I'm good. So, first of all, before we talk a lot about the tournament itself, having international cricket at Takashinga Sports Club, that must be mean something for you personally, as somebody who was brought up by this.
Oh yeah, it does. Obviously, like you said, I'm from Highfield, and this is our club, and we basically pretty much saw it coming up, and we basically built it from scratch. So it's a special moment to have international cricket come across. We had hosted unofficial warm-up games and things like that. So it's not the first time we've hosted actual international teams here, but this is the first time we've hosted teams in actual ODIs.
Okay, so looking at that, you're seeing some of the structures that are up. Some of them are not going to be there permanently, but what sort of legacy does the ICC Cricket World Cup qualifier leave for a place like Takashinga?
I think a lot of it is going to be kept permanently. I think if anything, it's only the camera gantries that are going to come down, but everything else that you see is going to remain. And so, yeah, like you said, it's a very good legacy that the qualifiers bring. There's a lot of development that has happened to the actual infrastructure, and we'll get to keep that after the tournament.
What kind of infrastructure? Because I mean, not some people can't see. I can see what's there. But what sort of infrastructure has developed at Takashinga?
Yeah, so a lot of work has gone into the actual changing rooms. There's additional buildings that have been put in. Also, is accommodation. There's a nice little commentary box that has been put up as well, which is looking quite good. So yeah, quite a few things have come up.
So we're looking at one of those where when you have, you know, the domestic matches being streamed, the opportunity to have them here with a commentary team is going to be there now.
Yeah, definitely. Going forward, that com box can be used even by the umpires, even by the scorers, whereas previously we had to put up tents for them. But now, obviously, that would make it a little bit easier for them, as that would now be a little bit more weatherproofed, and it would make things a lot more comfortable for the guys when they come out to do games at Takashinga.
And the new scoreboard.
Oh yeah, forgot about that as well. Would have been nice to actually play, seeing my name and my runs on that scoreboard. But obviously previously we just had, the very, very small basic one where, basically all you see is, the total score, number of wickets, number of overs. But now we've got a proper scoreboard that's got, all the information, bowlers, number of overs they've bowled, batters, what score they are on, the works, that has just also come up, for the qualifiers.
Well, maybe you'll get to do it through the NPL. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Might roll the sleeves up come a month's time, so we'll see.
Now, going back to the rest of the tournament, the other grounds, what other legacy things have you seen happen at the other grounds that this kind of tournament gives?
Yeah, I think pretty much along the same sort of lines. Just a little bit of improvement of the actual infrastructure, the buildings, a lot of refurbishment, a lot of repairs have gone in. We've also done at BAC a similar sort of com box, but that one was an actual brick build and not the sort of container that was put up at Takashinga. So, and then like I mentioned earlier, just a lot of work has gone even into the spectator stands at Queens, at Harare Sports Club. They've just spruced up pretty much every ground and just made it a lot more comfortable for everyone going to the grounds, including the fans. So the players' areas, the fans, everywhere, they've just made it look a little bit better.
2018 was a big tournament. This one's bigger. There's more broadcasting that's taking place. How much more work has needed to be done, and how much do you give credit to the ICC in as far as making sure this happens?
Oh yeah, you're very right about that. We've had every game is going to be broadcast. Even the games at the smaller venues like Tagashing and BAC, people get a chance to watch every single game that's been played in these qualifiers, including full broadcast for the games at Queens and at RA Sports Club. And for the first time as well, we're going to have DRS in the Super Six games. So I think you're right in saying that, the ICC has put a lot more into this tournament this time around, and, they obviously made sure that they've left no stone unturned in making it all the better for the spectators, even the ones that couldn't be in Zimbabwe.
And the confidence in Zimbabwe as a host for something this big?
Yeah, I think we've been allowed to host things like this. I think this is probably our fourth or fifth one in the past sort of 4 or 5 years. So I think the ICC has shown a lot of confidence in us, and they're happy with the work that we've been doing. And obviously our board and management as well for pushing for these tournaments and for allowing us the opportunity to do this. So they have to get a mention as well, because obviously they start the conversation, and then like you rightfully mentioned, and then the ICC has obliged and allowed us these opportunities.
And then going forward to, before we're going to talk about Zimbabwe in just a bit, because everybody wants to hear about that. But how many people approximately have been employed, and how many companies have been able to benefit from having an event like this?
Oh, wow, Larry, that's an excellent question. I don't know if we could actually put a number on it, but that's one of the benefits that a tournament like this brings, because obviously you've got 9 countries coming into the country, so a lot of people are going to benefit directly through their businesses. You're going to get the transport people benefiting, the teams have to be taken around. You're going to get the airlines as well for those flights. You're going to get the hotels, the caterers. I mean, the list is endless, and that's just a direct benefit from hosting a tournament like this, and for both cities as well. The same is happening in Bloor, that's happening here in Harare. So that's just one of the things that comes with a tournament like this.
How do you keep this going forward? Because there's bilaterals, there's the NPL, there's the T10, but how do you keep the same momentum going? Because, you know, it could be a flash in the pan. People just think, okay, there's a big tournament, wait for another big tournament to come through, or a big tour.
Yeah, obviously, the most of the concentration goes into the bilaterals, like you said, because that's most of what we do in between these big tournaments. So I think people don't lose sight of the fact that the bilaterals are what we do more of than these tournaments. But obviously, these tournaments come with a lot more work as opposed to hosting just one team or two teams in a triangular series. You're hosting 10 now, so you have to almost multiply the workload by 10. But yeah, I think it's been very good as well, the way that we've done our bilaterals, and we're playing a lot more cricket now, and the way the team has carried on and made sure that everything is in place, both in Harare and Bulawayo, to make sure that the bilaterals have gone smoothly, has also been very commendable.
Should we expect this sort of standard to become what happens at bilaterals, or even like domestic, like you have the Logan Cup, you've got your Pro 50, and also trying to get as many people to come have the same sort of spectator experience that you have at the at a tournament like this?
Obviously, it'll be a little bit more challenging to try and get the same number of crowds. But yeah, we'll definitely be pushing the games and asking the fans to come, because I think it's a more complete experience for the fan if they're watching, for example, a Joel Goombi doing all the good work that he did in the domestic scene, and then looking forward to seeing him wearing the Zimbabwe colors, and then getting to watch him wearing the Zimbabwe colors. I think it just makes it all the more of a complete experience. So I would encourage the fans to come and watch even our domestic cricket. Obviously, we understand that we won't get as many fans, but the more we can get, the better. I think it also does a lot for the players if the fans come out and watch them in the domestic cricket as opposed to just waiting for internationals.
How do you separate the feelings that you have? Director of cricket, you want Zimbabwe to win, but then you're looking at the other teams, and then you're looking at you, how do you separate the feelings that you're having?
Larry, I'm tournament director, so I'm very impartial. At the end of the day, cricket is the winner.
You have to say that. I remember the last qualifier was working as a venue media manager, and then that match against that you played in against the UAE. We still had to come back and do some more work when Zimbabwe had been eliminated. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm saying, are you prepared for a scenario like that if it should happen?
This time around, I think the team is going to go all the way, so we don't have to prepare ourselves for that. I think the boys have been playing very good cricket. They've looked really good out there, and I'll see it being very difficult for anyone to stop us.
Okay. Tournament director says Zimbabwe is going to win all the way. But, and then finally, what is your encouragement to the fans as this tournament goes through? Back as your hat as a tournament director, I think later in the tournament, after the group stage, I'll have the conversation with you exclusively as Zimbabwe cricket director. But what confidence is there that, for example, as the crowds get bigger and so forth, that Zimbabwe cricket will have things like logistics and safety under lock?
So yeah, it's we actually have a very real problem at the moment that we already starting to look into fixing. That problem is that thanks to the fans and the support that they've been giving the team, that our stadium has just become too small. Like the number of times we've had to lock the gates, because like you mentioned, safety is very important. So it's one of the things that we hold in very high esteem. So as soon as we see that the ground is filled up, we have to close the gates and turn people away. But that also hurts us a little bit, that someone had come out and sort of wanted to give their time to come and watch the game, but they haven't managed to just because the stadium is full. So we're already looking at solutions to see how we can get more fans in. But obviously with that safety question in mind, and at the forefront of the mind as well, to say, even with more fans, what then do we do to keep the stadium still as safe as it is now? So yeah, it's definitely one of the things that we're looking at. And yeah, going forward, I would encourage the fans to come out even for the other Super 6 games that don't involve Zimbabwe. Obviously now a lot of the games are still a little bit spread, but then now the teams will be a little bit more concentrated. The Super 6 is going to be charged, but I would encourage all the fans to come out and watch even all the games that don't involve Zimbabwe.
Okay, and I saw that that match between Scotland and Ireland. There's quite a bit of a crowd, and I was watching it on TV. Hamilton Masaka is a tournament director for the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup qualifier 2023. He thinks that on the 9th of July, he'll be handing over the trophy to Zimbabwe, but we'll see what happens. My name is Larry Quetta, this is Clubhouse in Podcast. Thank you very much, by the way.
No worries, Larry. Anytime.
Sure. It's the Clubhouse in Podcast on Twitter at Three Men on a Boat and Facebook Three Men on a Boat. All letters on Instagram at 3mob.com. The 3 is a letter, is a digit, I beg your pardon. Otherwise, download the podcast and subscribe on any platforms, from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere that you listen to your podcast. Otherwise, my name is Larry Created. I, as I say, from where I come from, I see you, Lucia Sivenza. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.